Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Hello, my name's Keith Teede. I'm the host of New Media Central Podcast, and this week I'm talking about Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. As you know, Tulsi is running for Director of National Intelligence, RFK Jr., Secretary of Health and Human Services. This week I'm just talking about some of the things that happened during the confirmation process in the committees, the preliminary ones, and also wish them well in the full Senate hearing that they're going to have coming up this week as far as their confirmations. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. I think I mentioned this in the main part of I heard just this morning on network news that the belief is that they both have the numbers to be confirmed. Of course, we don't know. It's never over till it's over. So we have two very important picks by President Trump coming up for confirmation in the next few days. It's vital that all of his picks are confirmed, but some of his picks stand out, and these two are among them. They are Tulsi Gabbard, up for Director of National Intelligence, and RFK Jr., my guy, for Secretary of Health and Human Services. President Trump selected these individuals for his cabinet and advisors because they are top experts in their respective fields. Unlike the good old boy or the buddy-buddy appointments you've seen in the past administrations, these choices are based on merit. President Trump specifically identified them as leaders with specialized expertise in the areas they were chosen to serve in. First, we got Tulsi Gabbard, the Ed Snowden debate. You know, I've got mixed feelings about this man. He certainly is a traitor for leaking sensitive issues. But at the same time, he risked his life, his home, and his family, and he had to move from our country as a result of his actions. To me, that means he put a lot of thought into his decision to do it. His leaks about mass surveillance, government secrecy, and the balance between national security and information privacy, they have all resulted in notable impacts on society and the tech industry. And he served as the impetus for new products that address privacy concerns such as encryption. From what I've read, I don't think Tulsi has a desire to do anything against the will of the people in this situation. But I do think she wants to open the topic for discussion. I have very strong feelings about any kind of traitor to this country, and it would take a lot for me to even consider any kind of pardon. But because of the things that he's revealed, I'm interested in hearing even more about him. So I'm also keeping a close eye on Lisa Murkowski. She, of course, is the one who voted no on Pete Hegseth. So we really got to watch her close. Our leaders should vote their conscience, of course, but sometimes I think some of our elected officials do things that aren't really about conscience, but rather about political pull. I really can't wait for the day when the blanket gets pulled back completely and we get to see all the corruption and abuse, and we can hold accountable those who abused our trust in them. The same with Mitch McConnell. He also voted against Pete Hegseth. It's so sad about Senator McConnell. He's done a lot for the Republican Party over the years, but clearly he has caved in the last several years. He relinquished his role as leader because he no longer can handle the job. He could be the poster boy for term limits. Of course, as y'all know, I'm fully behind term limits, and there's going to be a lot more about that coming up. Anyway, he has been a lawmaker for way too long. Over time, even the most trusted elected officials cave to the money. It's inevitable. I hope that in President Trump's term, he imposes term limits for the House and the Senate. Every elected position, as far as that goes. Todd Young is also saying that he's unsatisfied with some of Tulsi's answers. He narrowed down to the issue of Edward Snowden, but also said that if she commits to holding accountable anyone in the intelligence community who makes an unauthorized disclosure of any U.S. intelligence program and not make any recommendations regarding the legal status of Snowden, he will support her. Well, that's a little crazy. We have to talk about Snowden, and we have to decide what's going to happen, if he's going to be okay to come back in this country or not. So Jerry Moran has stated that he has concern about Tulsi's handling of Russia. Whatever. I don't believe that Tulsi would ever give Russia a pass on anything. She will be one of the people on the team that puts Russia back where they belong. We got John Curtis, also has issues with Tulsi. He said some of her answers led to more questions than answers and created confusion, and that he would carefully review her record before making a final decision on his vote. So I'm keeping an eye on each of these senators, and if any of them vote no on Tulsi, I commit to posting that fact regularly on social media until their next election. This has to stay out in front of everybody. They can't whitewash their past like they used to. They used to be able to do things and say things. The days of Americans having a short memory are over. The has-been media no longer has the control that they used to. They could get away with anything because they had the only megaphone. You know, for a long time, the three network news channels were the only thing out there. It's not that way anymore. We got the megaphones now. And collectively, we will get the truth out there. We will hold these people accountable and get back to we the people controlling what goes on in every respect of the country. Back to one person, one vote, and finally knowing where every penny of our tax dollars goes. Okay, that's enough for Tulsi. Let's talk about Robert Kennedy Jr. Once again, my guy. I have a special place in my heart for RFK Jr. I am extremely concerned about the health of this country. We have been being poisoned by pollution, our food, and by vaccines created by enemies like Bill Gates and Fauci. I refuse to call him Dr. Fauci, because even though he earned the title, he's a wretched individual who's lucky to not be behind bars with all of his titles stripped. And that could change soon. I have always been hopeful that this nation would gain back its place at the top of the heap in regard to health and physical fitness. It is vitally important if we want to make America great again. It will never happen if we're a bunch of tired, broken-down humans like the way we're headed right now. Robert Kennedy Jr. may be the only guy on the planet who has the will and the expertise to pull this massive movement off. I've read two of his books, The Real Anthony Fauci and The Wuhan Cover-Up, in which he lays bare all the horrendous actions of Gates and Fauci and many others. I'd known a lot about what was going on in this country because I'd done a lot of research on the subject, and it was through this research that I heard about the amount of work that RFK Jr. had done. Being a Democrat, I didn't know that much about him, but as I learned more and read more, I realized that this guy has many of the same issues that I have. Therefore, it doesn't surprise me at all that he's now being asked to run Health and Human Services. He has overcome so many obstacles on his road to put the nation back on track to being the healthiest people in the world. Now, some of the obstacles he's overcome, first and foremost, the assassination of his father and uncle. I mean, we've all had people die in our family. We know what it does. He's had 75 Nobel laureates urged the U.S. Senate to oppose Kennedy's nomination. 17,000 doctors signed an open letter urging the Senate to oppose his nomination. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Ron Wyden, and many Democrat senators who literally went crazy during the confirmation hearings. He had to hear his cousin Caroline's scathing attack, calling him a predator. You know, the Kennedy clan has been Democrats for decades. His uncle John F. Kennedy was, of course, a Democrat president, and they aren't too keen that he is working for the enemy in their minds. And, you know, there were the questions about vaccines, and just a word about that. He's not opposed to vaccines. He's opposed to bad vaccines. He wants to reevaluate all vaccines to ensure that they're really good for people. It could be that all vaccines are perfectly good and all of the hubbub will have been for nothing. I don't think that will be the case, however. They said he was ambiguous when it came to abortion rights. He was accused of spreading misinformation about AIDS in Africa. Yeah, but we can do some more research on that and find out if he was spreading misinformation. No, he was spreading the truth that others are afraid to say anything about. Other conflicts of interest, ethical concerns, he had to fight to explain why he endorsed President Trump. Most of this was all bogus party line bullshit. This man has an enormous desire to get this country healthy again, and he has been admirably cool, calm, and collected throughout the process. Anytime there's a massive change needed to get things back on track, there's going to be a lot of opposition to it. My desire to make America healthy again aligns perfectly with his, so I am one of his biggest fans. I wonder, how can anyone be against getting healthy again? I know, it's his methods. Anytime you have a big change, it's going to create problems. So anyway, I'll be watching closely for any Republican senators who vote against him Currently, there are a few that need to know that most Americans want RFK to hit the Department of Health and Human Services, and to be sure they vote to confirm him, even though they have indicated that they may not. These people are Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Susan Collins, Liz Murkowski, Bill Cassidy. Some of them have said they've heard enough to change their minds, like Bill Cassidy, who voted to advance him in the Finance Committee. That's a good thing. The same goes for these Republican senators. If they vote against RFK Jr. in the full hearing, which is coming up this week, I'll be posting regularly on social media until their re-elections. Mitch McConnell is on both lists. He's really got to be careful. So, yeah, it's coming up this week. We're going to have the confirmation hearings on both those people. I heard just this morning that on network news that there are enough votes to confirm both of them. Of course, we don't know till it ain't over till it's over. But that's my ardent hope that these two get confirmed. And Kash Patel also. We need to get him in there. So that's it for this week. We'll see you again next week. Thank you.